The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I just ask your Holy Spirit to move in a powerful way, Lord, that it's not only with words, Lord, but you know how to speak to hearts, Lord, and you know how to speak your word into people and to fill us with your Spirit. So I just ask that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, our title today is going to be, What Can This Creature Do? And so the question, so what we're going to do is first we're going to talk about a creature. What creature do you think I might be? What creature do you think I might be talking about? We're going to talk about two creatures. Shout out if you think a creature you think I might be talking about.
That's going to be big, too. There's lots of creatures.
Lots of creatures. Anything. Dinosaur. Okay, try again. Okay. Humans. One will be humans. And one will be, I'm going to give you a clue. Oh, yes. Butterflies. Not just the butterfly, but the monarch butterfly.
No, and she had a few butterflies before she got here.
Yes. <That's>, Oh, boy. I can't find the hook up here.
Thank you.
There it is. Is it? Sorry, guys. Oh, and I've got little antennas, too. Oh, I'll take this out with me. Okay.
Oh, you got your milkweed there in the way.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. I know there's just two, so I hid the rest in the back. There we go. All right. I'm ready. Okay. So this is an easy subject for me to talk about because I absolutely love monarchs. I just love them. And when my kids were little, we used to always find an egg and do the whole process. And this is what the monarch lays its eggs on, is these milkweed. And so I'm kind of addicted to this. If I take a walk and I'm walking with somebody and I see milkweed, I just have to leave the path and go look underneath them because I'm always looking, especially if it's July, I'm always looking for that little tiny caterpillar. Well, actually it starts little. Well, it starts as an egg. The monarch lays it underneath this leaf and it's always milkweed. And did you know that milkweed is a very bitter plant? If you break it and you taste it, is it kind of milky inside? That's how you know it's a milkweed. And then if you were to taste it, it's very bitter. And the caterpillars are very smart because when they eat that, it makes them bitter. And then no other creatures want to eat them. Isn't that cool? Anyway, there's the milkweed.
And so, she does love butterflies so much. We were in Park Rapids a couple weeks ago. And she found a poor monarch butterfly. And it was so windy outside. So she goes and rescues it and has to take it about a few feet over to these flowers or whatever and go set it on there.
Well, it was in a parking lot.
Yeah, that's a dangerous place for a butterfly.
Oh, no. Poor monarch, I have to help it. Oh, anyway. Well, they start as little tiny, tiny caterpillars, but they grow quickly. And they're not, we call them caterpillars, but they're not your fuzzy type. Those are moths. They look more worm-like. They're green and yellow, and they're really, really, they are, well, they're kind of cute, but they're not fuzzy. And they get about this big. And then something amazing happens. They hang upside down for about a day, kind of curl up. And then they form this chrysalis it's called. And they break, the skin actually breaks on them, and they kind of, it kind of wiggle around, and the skin kind of goes up, and then all you see, I had the pleasure, I'm going to break in and say this, I had the pleasure of seeing this actually happen. I mean, if you see it on video, it's cool, but if you really see it, it's like, whoa, amazing. So anyway, you see the skin, and breaks, and it gets underneath, it's this green goop, just like a gob of gum, almost, wiggly gob of gum, and it wiggles and glops, and the skin breaks off, and it kind of creeps up to the top, and then sometimes it sits there, or there's these antenna little things all black up at the top, and then there hanging is not even a form, just this gob of green, just green goop, And then you watch it, and within an hour, it turns into this beautiful chrysalis. And here's the thing that I think is so amazing. I think it's like God. But on top of it are little tiny dots of gold. Like, how did that happen? I just watched green goop, and now I've got little gold dots. To me, it's fascinating. You wait 2 weeks, and then the butterfly transforms and comes out of this chrysalis. And it comes out, first of all, it comes out all crunched up, and the leaves are all folded in. And it takes like an hour for the blood to pump in. And then they just kind of sit there, and they practice their wings flying. Oh, and then that's fun, because if you have this at home, then they can crawl on you, and you know, they don't fly away. They're just kind of getting used to the new world about them. And isn't that beautiful? I don't know. Now I'm going to tell you something. Now some of you may have known this whole process. I hope I didn't bore you with this. But you might not know this, that then these butterflies have a mission. That now they drink nectar. And I've always thought, they flitted about with no cares on their mind, drinking butterfly nectar. But actually, they travel. They start it. The whole it's a whole migration progress. Progress. Is that right? Progress. Process.
Maybe you have an antenna in your way.
Process. It's a whole process, and it starts. You know, it depends where you want to make the start, but it starts in. We'll say it starts in Mexico, and the super butterfly, which we'll tell you about in a minute, flies, lays an egg, and then they die. Then that egg hatches, and it flies about 450 miles north, lays its egg, and dies. And this whole process goes on 3 or 4 times until
they get to Canada.
Until it's at almost the end of summer. And you know, we're kind of towards the farther up to it. We're probably maybe the fourth cycle. And then when they get to Canada, something about the Canadian plants, weather, I don't know. But when they get to Canada, they lay a super egg. And this butterfly that comes out is a super monarch. It's twice the size of the other monarchs. Isn't that fascinating? Now, not even more fascinating is these super monarchs, the other butterflies live 2 weeks. These super monarchs live 8 months.
9 months.
9 months. And they have to fly all the way from Canada all the way to the high mountains of Mexico, 2,000 miles.
In 2 months.
It takes them 2 months. And they have this the butterfly itself is less than an ounce. But somehow it's got this navigation thing going on. They've never been to Mexico. But they all end up in this little 65-mile radius. And when they're there, they all join up, and when they're there, then they all hang together like a community.
And keeping each other warm.
They keep each other warm.
If it gets below 60 degrees, they all huddle together.
And then they shiver when they wake up.
They shiver if it's cold outside, yeah.
It's so fascinating.
But they stay as a community there.
They stay as a community, and then something triggers in them, and then they start the process all over again to go and lay their egg, and then they die. But is that fascinating or what? Yeah. I mean, is God good? When you look at that, you go, there has to be a God. That could not just have happened. But that's not quite where we're going. So, okay. I'm not going to get into that anymore. Okay, so now I'm going to take this off so we can concentrate. Okay. All right, so now, just like butterflies, the Bible talks about new creatures in the Bible. And so they say we can become new creatures too. Now, do you like that idea of becoming a new creature? To go from what the caterpillar went to the butterfly?
Yeah, to crawling on the ground, then all of a sudden you have these beautiful wings. It's just amazing. It talks about that we're that kind.
And that transformation when we get saved is just like that. So we want to talk about that. So, but we have our verse, and if there are kids, we'd like them to come up. And if you are a seventh grader, you can come up too, because we need some help. Help, help, help. Please come up and help me. We're going to just do this memory verse, and you guys do this every Sunday, and you'll get a piece of candy. Thank you.
They do their...
Okay. Okay, you guys are just going to be my cheerleaders to get these guys motivated to say the memory verse,
Which section do you think is going to win here? I could take... I'll go with that section myself.
Do you have a choice? Okay, kids, which choice? Which one looks like they're going to be able to do the best memory verse? Any ideas, guys?
Oh, maybe they'll all do great.
These guys, the middle one? Oh, the end section? Okay. Okay, so I'm going to break you up in groups. You guys are going to come over here with me and help this group. You guys are going to help the middle group, and you guys are going to go over there and help them, okay? I'm going to bring you down the board, okay? So just go stand there. Okay, yeah, and you're going to do the middle guys. Okay, come on over here, guys, so they can see our poster board. Okay. We do this in Sunday school every Sunday, so they know, okay? Did you want a point? No. All right. I'll do it. Okay. You guys, are you ready? Okay. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Oh, what do you guys think? Did they do good?
Yeah, they did.
They were
good.
Right on. All together. Okay. Going to be tough competition. Are you guys ready? Okay. Turn this way, you guys can see. Oh, it didn't go up there, but okay. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.
Oh, they did good.
I think they were louder.
They did really good.
All right. Now, you know the competition. You guys have the easiest because you know the competition, what you have to do. Are you ready? Okay, you guys going to help me? Okay. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I think these guys won. Woo, give it up. Okay. Oh, you guys can come get a piece of candy, okay? Come grab a piece of candy. You can go back to your seats. There's fruit snacks in there, too, if you don't want candy. Pick that out, and then you guys can go back to your seats. Thank you. All right. Good job. Didn't they do a good job?
Yeah.
So how do we become new creatures? Okay, we're talking about new creatures, but how do we become this new creature? Because I'm sure by now you all are like, yes, I don't want to be a worm. I want to be a new creature, right?
Yeah.
So, and we're going to tell you about it. So in the Bible, there's a man named Nicodemus.
And he was a Pharisee. And it's John 3, chapter 1 through 8. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles except God is with him. Jesus answered unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, or truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again from his mother? Can he return back to his mother's womb? And Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, that's all of us, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you that you must be born again. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound thereof, but can't tell where it comes from and whether it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Ooh, so that is a deep, hard concept, isn't it?
So
or Nicodemus even is.
He said there's two births there, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's two births.
There's two births.
And he
births.
Said, guess what? He said, but you're a man that does these things. He said, guess what? You have to have the new birth to be able to do that.
So first you know? He said, born of water. So what do you think that means?
Oh, I know. You know what? Hillary, our first baby we had, his name was Ben. And in the middle of the night, you know, we were new at this stuff. We just had our first baby, brand new. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, all of a sudden she said, Jim, did you kick me? I said, no, I didn't kick you or no.
You kicked me in the belly?
But it was time for the baby to be born, and the water was broken, you know, on the thing.
Or coming, yeah.
So everybody's come into the world, haven't they?
Like kids, did you, in your sides, inside your mother when she's going to have a baby, she has a uterus, and it's full of water, and that in this is what the baby is in. How smart is that? So then if your mom gets bumped or jostled or bumped, it kind of protects it. Isn't that cool? That's what's inside your tummy.
Bless John the Baptist, like if Elizabeth jumped up in there. And she's a pretty older lady.
That's so cool how God did that, isn't it?
Oh. Really? And I think this one's got Dave's name on it. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that, too.
Oh, but you know, like the butterfly, isn't it amazing when you do see a little newborn baby? Oh my gosh. Well, you do have that thought. At least I did. How did this baby fit inside me? It's just amazing already when they come out, just like, whoa.
The creature's amazing.
And you can sit and look at them for hours. Just like, you know, you hold their little finger and they got the little lines and little nails. And it's like, oh.
And some of you moms would see that they just stare at you. They just look up at like, whoa.
It's like that. Butterflies and babies, don't they make us think of God, don't they? You know, there is a God.
The natural man's a great
creation.
That's the natural
man.
He can do all kinds of
wonderful
things.
That's just in the natural. But now we're going to talk about the spirit. Because next he said, first that's what he told Nicodemus. You can't, what was it? Can't be just.
Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Yeah, right. And then about the water. Oh, it's not there. Okay, but just you have to be born of water
and
of spirit. And so, now just don't your mind go like, okay, maybe I get the water thing. How many of you have been born of water?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, most of you are paying attention. If you didn't raise your hand, you are not paying attention.
I got that.
All right, so this is going to illustrate.
That was an easy one, too.
Yeah, that. Okay, so this is an illustration of born of the spirit, because the example they give in the Bible is like the wind. You don't see it, you don't feel it, but it's there. Just like what we didn't see anything that went in there, but look at the evidence of it. There it is. It's like the spirit. You don't see it, you don't feel it, but it's very real. Look at the evidence of it. Look at the evidence of
it.
Now, if all you kids take a big breath and hold it. Okay, I don't have that much air. But you really, really feel it. You feel the difference without air, even though you don't smell it, you don't see it. But it's real, and so is the spirit. And that's what Jesus was saying. You have to be born of the water and of spirit, and it's kind of like the wind, right? It's not like you're going to touch it.
They look the same, but they're not the same.
Right.
They're different creatures. It's like, boy, the caterpillar doesn't look like the butterfly at all, but... You know, in the spirit, I don't think we look like we do in the, as ourselves.
So
it's
Nicodemus,
a different creature.
He's listening. He's thinking, okay, all right. So it's spirit. I'm not going to see it, and I'm not going to be born again in my mom's stomach. And this is going to be spirit. I'm not going to see it. But what? How do I do this? And then later on, John 3:16, just a little farther down, he gives how to do it. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And there's the key right there.
Believing
whoever
on him.
Whoever believes on him.
That's
shall
the connection
not perish.
Of being
there
born
is,
in the
there
spirit.
Is the magic, the key, the very essence of how to be born of the spirit is to believe in Jesus. And you know what I like? God made things so simple. We have a way of complicating things with theologies and verses and doctrines. And here it is right there. So simple. Believe on Jesus. Accept Jesus in your heart. And we know... I think that probably most of you in this room have had this experience. I'm not going to make you raise your hand. But it's such an awesome experience when you just do, when you receive Jesus, you say, "Oh, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins, and I want you to come live in my life." And you wouldn't think that saying something like that or believing something like that would have such a dramatic effect. Just like you wouldn't think hanging in a Castalis for a week would have such a dramatic effect, but it does. It's like a dramatic change in your life, and some of you have probably had that dramatic experience if you were radically saved. Like for me, I was a young child, and so I kind of grew into this feeling like, oh, I've always been a butterfly kind of feeling. But for Jim, I'll let you share your...
Well, it says these were born of God. It says in John, it says that he was in the world and the world knew him not. He came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, that receiving, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. They were born not after the flesh, not after the will of men, but of God. They were born of God because they received him and they called out on his name. And I remember that. I had a little Gideon Bible when I was about 23 years old. And I just read it because they passed them out in school at one time when I was a little kid. And I read it and I realized, oh, this is not good for me. This is not a good situation here, or whatever. And I remember crying out to God in that night. I just remember just doing that. I didn't know anything about asking about being born again or anything like that. But I just cried out to God with my whole heart and just cried out to him. And you know what? The next morning, I felt like a brand new person, just a brand new person. I mean, the grass was greener outside, the sky was brighter, and I went by a church and the bells were ringing. I couldn't explain it, but I felt like a brand new person. I felt born of the Spirit, what they would call.
Yeah.
And guess what? People didn't recognize the same creature. That's my brother, but I don't know what happened to him. Or that's my friend, but I don't realize what happened to him. I knew him before, but now I don't know him anymore. Yeah.
He was radical. So a lot of us have had that experience. And you know what? We want to, sometimes I think we forget how wonderful it is. And we forget to go and tell other people about it because it just has become, oh, yeah. That's who I am. I'm a Christian. And you know, we want to stir that up in you to get you fired up to go tell other people about Jesus. Because it's simple, isn't it? It's not hard to tell somebody about Jesus. And then it could change their lives. Because didn't it change your life? How many do you feel like when you got saved, it changed your life? Look at all the hands. Yes.
And even for the kids out here, too. I remember on the playground, some kids singing about Jesus to me. And that's the first time where seeds were planted. In me, I believe, you know, from the children.
Children can share Jesus.
And they're so brave and bold and cool, aren't they?
That's kids, yeah. So now you've been born again. All of us, most of us here have been born again. But then what do we do with that? You go, now what? You know, and we look and we say, we want to be like Jesus. We said, do as Jesus did. Jesus said, the things I can do, you can do also. Now, that's a cool statement, isn't it? The things I can do, you can do also.
So, and greater things.
And
he said.
Greater things. So
you know,
I need,
this creature can do some great things.
I need you to yell out some of the things that Jesus did. Just go ahead and yell them out, because we're family.
He raised the dead.
He raised the dead, walked on
water. Walked on water.
Opened blind eyes.
Amazing.
What was that? Healed leprosy. And I love that you say that because that was even more than, I mean, we're talking miracles and Jesus did a lot of miracles and we can do those miracles. But he also was amazingly kind. To go to the lepers and to touch and heal them, that, you know, they were the outcasts of the society. To go with prostitutes who nobody would talk to and share with them and show love. And then to taxpayers. You know, a lot of us people wouldn't go talk to our taxpayer. Gotta pay my taxes. But Jesus showed love to everyone. And so not only do we go and do the miracles, but we also go and do like the fruit, show fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. You know, all of that comes with Jesus too. And that's what we do. That's what we do. How do we do that?
And he said, the things that I do, you can do too.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? He said, greater things. You can do them. I know you can. Come on.
I know some people, maybe not you guys, but some people have questioned and said, you might run into this with other people, well, that was God, that was Jesus, mm-hmm. and that was for that time, and that was for Jesus, but that's not for today.
Yeah, if you look in Acts, these people were the transformed spirit-born Christians were doing the same things. And the people that they passed it on to were doing the same things that Jesus did. So they were carried it on. They carried this on.
But also, when we get to the book of Acts, something else happened. Something else happened. And that is, they received the power of the Holy Spirit. And that changed them inside. That was like a second change.
Maybe they were like that super butterfly.
It changed them into the super monarchs. Yeah. Now they can fly.
2,000 miles.
2,000 miles. 450 miles before, 2,000 miles now.
Really?
It's just like a supercharged, amazing thing that happened in Acts, where the Holy Spirit came on them, and then all of a sudden they now had supercharge.
Yeah, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is on you.
Oh, yeah, there is a verse.
You're going to have power, and you're going to have lots of power.
Yeah, so, right? But now I feel like I'm going to get real with you, and sometimes the truth is I don't always feel like a super butterfly or like I have anything to share.
Maybe it rained for a week if you're a butterfly or something, yeah. Or the wind was really blowing, you know. I can't do anything here. I'm kind of stuck.
Sometimes I don't even feel. Sometimes I don't even feel like a regular butterfly. And you know what? Sometimes we get like that. Isn't that the truth? You know, it's like we're all powered up, yay, in church, and I'm all of a sudden. And then some circumstances happen, and we just kind of like. And then you know what? It's like we're down. We haven't changed, but we're down walking with the caterpillars. You know, and our outlook isn't good. We don't have butterfly thinking or kingdom thinking, as Dave called it. We don't have it. We're back into caterpillar thinking. We're looking up at the milkweed.
Yeah.
Nothing else to eat.
We're in the same environment.
Yeah, it's better. You know, we're better. We're eating better food, you know, and life is better. But isn't that true? Isn't it? You know, it's like we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
We've all been there. And then sometimes, if it's not us that's going through it, sometimes it's other people. The caterpillars in our life that are blind. You know, the Bible says, like he told Nicodemus, you can't see the kingdom of God. They're blind. And you would never get mad at a blind man if they came up and bumped into you.
Right.
Would you?
Right, because they can't see except a man be born again. He can't see the kingdom of God.
Sometimes we get frustrated with people that are bumping into us and hassling us because we don't realize, you know what? They don't have the knowledge we have. They don't have that kingdom view on things.
But God loved the world so much that we were that natural man.
Yeah,
you know, but it says in 1 Corinthians 2:14.
I want to finish this before we roll on.
Okay.
Sorry,
honey.
All right, it's okay. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Sometimes we have people in our life that maybe aren't Christian that are negative to us and want to keep telling us that you are not anything special. You are not a butterfly. Yes, I am a butterfly. I'm a new creation. No. No, you're just one of us.
Yeah.
You are one of us. You're like everybody else. You're a caterpillar. Have you ever had people that just whoosh you down? You know, they don't see it. They don't want it in you.
Oh, there was a man at work where I worked with, and he went on a mission trip, and his whole countenance changed from where he was at work. His countenance was so bright and so good. When he was out there, you know, it says a prophet doesn't have any honor in his own hometown or anything, but when he was out on the mission field, his countenance changed, and he was believing, and the miracles were happening with him on the mission trip. But it didn't take very long when he got back to work where I saw his countenance fall because of all the pressure and of conforming and all the pressures on him. It actually changed for him.
Yeah, so the living in our society, living around all people that don't have this light in them, that don't have Jesus in them, it has a way of affecting us, doesn't it? If you're surrounded that way, that's why we want to be always in community with brothers and sisters, because we kind of carry each other along.
Yeah, I can kind of
carry things along. Yeah, you can hold up my wings when I want to
droop.
All right.
This scripture of 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit, for they're foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. It's like he can't see. It is that same thing. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. They're blind. They think they're doing the right thing. But Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, both of them will fall into the ditch. You know, so he came to save the world.
Yeah. We need to be patient with people that are antagonizing to us or persecute us, right? And we also have to be careful that we don't let them change us, that we don't let them conform us. In the Bible, Romans 12:2.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Have you ever felt conformed?
That you may prove which is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. You know what, Hillary, when she was growing up, they had a lamb in their yard, and they were kind of in a neighborhood, you know, so that wasn't a normal thing to be to have a lamb in there.
But and it wasn't lamb, in a pen. It ran kind of loose
in their
yard.
It ran free in the yard, kind of like, and it only had the dog there, and it was taken when it was just a baby. That lamb thought it was a dog, for sure. It was. It never thought anything but it only thought it was a dog, right?
It ran around. It hung up on our deck and wanted to come in when the dog came in. It just thought it was a dog. It transformed into what was surrounding him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even think like Lot. It says this righteous man was vexed by their conversation every day, and it pulled him away. You know, we need that community around us. We need the community around of believers on there, because it has a way. The conforming of the world, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. And the Greek word for transformed is metamorphosis, just like
the butterfly. Isn't that cool?
And metamorphosis means one thing into a brand new thing.
Yeah. And isn't that cool? I just think that's so cool. So if you want to be, you want to metamorphose a little bit, guys.
Yeah.
Then you want to be transformed. Well, how do you do it? It says right here.
Yeah,
by the renewing of your mind.
Really?
You goes, yeah, okay, I know I'm a butterfly, but I haven't been feeling it. I just, you know what? I'm not feeling this Christian thing. I'm feeling dead. Well, renew your mind. Be transformed.
Yeah, there was a scripture up there earlier that said, you know, take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow will take thought of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. That renewing has to be every day. Because you're bombarded with everything that comes against you. Guess what? No, what do you mean? I am a creature that I'm after God. I'm born of the Spirit. You mean that's where I really am. That's who I really am. I'm not what the world says. I'm not what other people say. And that renewing of the mind's a verb,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It is so good. It's just so good. So fill yourself with things of God. You know, whoever you spend time with, you kind of start being like them. You ever see couples that just kind of like start being a lot the same?
Yeah.
Sometimes me and Jim will have the very same thought.
Yeah.
Because we hang out together so much. But if you start hanging out with God, start spending time, presence with Him, you know, singing, worshiping, I don't know, just spending time with God, praying, you will start be renewing your mind, and then you will be transformed. You'll start looking more and more and acting more and more like Jesus and God. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was telling me too about elephants, that how they train them and how they're conformed to the situation. When they're little, they just stake them to the ground, you know, and so then when they're older, they don't even think they can, they're trapped, but they could just go like this maybe and just pull that stake out like Dumbo.
Yeah.
Or whatever. No, sorry. But they could do that kind of thing.
I'm glad you said that, because it makes me think about, this wasn't quite right on this part, but it makes me think about this part of the verse about old things are passed away. Behold, all things I make new. And you know, sometimes like that elephant, because he was staked when he was little, He can't live the freedom of a life of freedom, because what happened to him when he was little. And so we want to remember that with Christ, our old things can be passed away. We can say, no, I'm a new creature. I am not a caterpillar.
I'm not a caterpillar.
The events that happened to me, I am not a caterpillar. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. And I always think my daughter's favorite verse is his His mercies are new every morning. And she had a tiny, tiny preemie, and she was exhausted. And this baby was on monitors and beepers, and every time its heart would go lower, it would be beep, 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 beep. And she basically spent a lot of her night taking care of this preemie and a lot of time open. And she used to watch the clock, and she used to go, "It's almost midnight. And God, your mercies are new every morning." And she just kind of wait for the midnight hour because she knew, "I'm going to get restored because your mercies are new every morning." And that's the way it is for you. If yesterday wasn't a bummer, if you had a bummer childhood, guess what? That is gone. His mercies are new every morning. Every day is a new start.
Right.
Every day. You might have been in the dumps yesterday.
Right.
But today, you can be that super butterfly, right?
Really, I'm blessed in my going out and my coming in. Every day, I'm blessed in my going in and my coming out. Great, I'm blessed. I'm a blessed creature.
Amen. And we just have to start thinking like God. We have God thoughts. And here is the exciting thing about God thoughts. There are no limits. We do not have a limit. Sometimes we think we have limits because we're thinking worldly thoughts. But God says there's no limits. All things are possible to him who believe. Can we believe that? All things are possible for me. I don't have to be shy. I don't have to wear normal clothes. All things are possible.
You can wing it, right? You can wing it.
I can be a butterfly. I can wing it.
You can wing it, or you could turn over a new leaf.
And I can turn over
maybe
a new leaf. I love it. Here's another one. This is my favorite verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, sometimes we just go, "I just can't do it. I don't have the makeup for that." You know what? God does. Yeah. All things are possible for you because he'll strengthen you in your weakness.
And something different about all these creatures, these new creatures of the Spirit, that no one of them is alike. Like all the giftings that the Holy Spirit gives, none of you beautiful butterflies are alike. They're, and sometimes you have to get close to them to be able to see the giftings in them and things like that. But God wants to increase them giftings. And he says he gives gifts severally as he wills. You know, so he loves to. But the closer you get into the people there, the more you see their gifts. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. And they expand and they make a wonderful community.
Yeah.
It's just really beautiful.
So we just want to encourage you today to be who you are. Be who that unique person that you are. And do the things that God's called you to do. Sometimes I look and go, I forget what I'm doing. And I look and go, "Oh man, God's got so much work to do in me. I just want to do this gift and this gift and this gift." And that's good. It's good to look at other things. But I had to step back and go, "But wait a minute. I'm using my gifts. I'm doing things that nobody else can do because they're my gifts. And I'm stepping and doing the things God called me to do." And that's where I fit. You know, so I want to encourage all of you. You've got a special gift inside of you. It's special. Do you know what it is? You've got gifts that God's giving you. Do you know what they are? How is he want to use you? I just want to encourage you to all go out and be butterflies, supernova butterflies if you can. No, I don't know, Nova. That's a star word. Sorry. But be your super butterfly. And you know what? We have a job. We weren't just put here on the earth. We have a job, like the butterflies, to carry on from generation to generation to generation. Mm-hmm. Because if one of these generations fails, it stops. It doesn't keep going. So
they say after the fourth generation, then the super one comes down, and he comes within, what is it, like four blocks of what his ancestors were.
Where he came from.
He comes right back. They even tested it and took the butterfly to like a different state across there. And they didn't fly right down there. They flew right to that.
They changed their course.
It took them a long time to find that. But we need to pass that on to the children.
Yep.
So it moves on to the generations knowing God and seeing God fulfill their destinies.
So do you want to close in prayer?
Sure.
Okay.
Lord, I thank you for these sweet butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
May they drink the sweet nectar of love that
all
you have
right
for them, Lord, and that you would bless them in a colorful way, in a wonderful way, and that you would just fill them with your gifts and bless them. bless them, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.